You just met Larry and Sharon Adams, who founded Walnut Way Conservation Corporation. Now meet LaShondra Vernon, the new executive director. LaShondra, you became director in June?
Yes.
Well, your mission then is to take it out the next few years. So Larry and Sharon built a strong foundation, but things change, issues change, goals change. Talk to me about your vision for the future, please.
Yes, so thank you so much for the opportunity to
Thanks
talk about Walnut Way. Absolutely, it's been great having you here. Our vision continues to be less of a takeover from my side and more of a shared vision where I'm understanding what foundation they've created, but then adding some layers of what's coming forward from that vision. So our foundation is truly around the history of Lindsay Heights, the families of Lindsay Heights, and restoring Lindsay Heights to the vital important part of Milwaukee that it was in the past. When Sharon and Larry returned and there were lots of blighted houses, lots of vacant lots, their passion became filling those places and spaces with opportunities for prosperity for Lindsay Heights. And so they continued through not just the work they've done with orchards and with planting food, but also with some of the outstanding health and wellness practices that they've brought into the fold through some of the programs that are academically anchored around improving social determinants of health. And so those two major parts of our work continue, the environmental stewardship and the advancement of health and wellness in Lindsay Heights and beyond. But I think the piece that is a fingerprint that will come from me will be some of those internal recognitions of conflict and addressing, resolving conflict in communities so that neighborhoods can get to a place where they're socially connected and where they have a way to address and resolve disputes within the neighborhood so that we don't have as many negative impacts involving crime and violence. And those are some of the things that we're looking to in the future for Lindsay Heights.
So I'm fascinated by, you want to focus, you want to, an add-on is solving conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean, can you give us an example of maybe a community's dispute that Walnut Way has not been able to solve and you hope Walnut Way can solve in the future, please?
Sure. So there's lots of things that have been developing. One that came out, there is a program called No Longer an Island. It's a men's program that is focused on engaging fathers to get them connected to their co-parenting relationships, but then also to improve the experience that those fathers have in finding economic opportunity so that they can thrive. That project was really a support system that was created. And out of that support system came some really great catalytic ideas, one of which was developing a peace project. So as fathers were finding challenges with resources, challenges with legal repercussions of being in the community and maybe not being on the right track and trying to get on the right track, Walnut Way started wrapping around some of those fathers in the program. Even though that wasn't the initial intent, they provided lots of support when law enforcement was involved. When they were looking for a job, they helped them to get connected to opportunities for jobs that were very entry level so that they could work their way up professionally into a career that's more stable. And so this project developed all these needs that they were addressing without necessarily being the intent, right? The intent was, let's just get these fathers together and find out what they need. Then you find out what they need. You've opened up, you know, it's like the layers of an onion, all these layers of need. Now we've started addressing them. But what came out were root conflicts. Some of those conflicts were very internal. Like some of your personal experiences have led to some form of conflict.
Potentially going back generations, I would imagine.
That's right. And so as you start unearthing some of your own triggers around conflict, it helps you to figure out how to manage them. One of the things, I have a lot of educational background in conflict resolution. One of the first things they teach you in the theory of conflict is that it's inevitable. Everything you do will have some sort of a struggle or a conflict within it, the things worth doing as well as the things that are maybe not worth doing. And so recognizing that that is a thing you have to manage is something that has become a part of the fabric of the work. It's not that we weren't addressing it before I got here, but now we're going to be more explicit about addressing that. And some of those root causes of conflict stem from more than just the immediate need for jobs. Some of them involve race and racism, systemic racism. Some of the things that we have in programs that limit the ability to succeed, whether it's time constraints on programs or structures around them that don't allow you to continue to develop within a plan that's written through grants or through programs that we get through government assistance. So it's really an opportunity to help people look at themselves, look at the things they can change within their internal conflicts, so that when external conflicts occur, mm-hmm. they can recognize their personal triggers and make better decisions. A lot of times people resort to things like violence because they don't think they have any other choices. Having a prevention mind frame allows you to say, here are my laundry list of choices before I'm at my last hope. And so that's kind of one of the things that we're going to weave into this existing relationship with building this neighborhood.
In peacemaking and conflict resolution, is one of your goals then less violence in the community in which you serve?
Absolutely. So we've seen some violence in the Lindsay Heights area. Milwaukee has seen violence in most of our neighborhoods that you could bring up. It's very rare that you can say we're untouched by that anywhere in the city. But one of the things that I pay very close attention to in areas where there's been violence is place. What was around that place? Were there a bunch of vacant lots? Were there houses that were unpopulated that no one really claimed as their own? And was there a bunch of space and opportunity for people who don't necessarily have jobs, don't have opportunities that they've identified yet for themselves? Is this just a space that's just kind of idle? And that's something that has been addressed often. If you do a neighborhood walk or a tour of Lindsay Heights, you can see that there are some blighted spaces, but there are developed spaces that we've identified over the years that needed to have development in order to prevent. And so we were doing it, but it wasn't in our prescribed practice. It was just, we knew it was what to do, right? Now we want to be more prescriptive around prevention. I have a public health background mostly. Most of the work I've done in the past has been in public health. And public health will tell you, anyone in that profession will let you know, prevention is key. Prevent as many epidemics, prevent as many health issues as you can. Mm-hmm. And community violence is one of those public health issues that we can prevent and that we can prepare for the potential of, despite the fact that there may be no open dispute happening in that area.
Right.
And so that's kind of been within the fabric, but just hasn't been as called out and pronounced until I arrived.
But the old patterns of resolving conflict is, I'm going to settle that myself.
Mm-hmm.
I might be reaching for a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get someone to seek an alternative, maybe through Walnut Way? How do you get the word out that instead of settling a score or reaching for a weapon, hey, there might be a better way to resolve this mm-hmm. without violence, without the police?
Yes. So community engagement, one of the pillars of what Walnut Way has always been, it is only effective if you have people who can get through to the populations that may resort to violence. And I think one of the beautiful things about Walnut Way is the staff is full of effective community engagement professionals.
Okay.
And so the guys who've been running the No Longer an Island program, they go door to door, block to block, and have these conversations in the neighborhood. Some of our staff even live right here in Lindsay Heights. And so if I have a relationship with you, and I live in this neighborhood too, and I come to you and I ask you not to take an action that could have worse outcomes than where we are right now,
yes.
it's more likely that I'm going to get through to you than if it's someone who comes in that I've never met, someone that comes in with a lanyard and a name tag or a badge, because the level of trust and social cohesion is already broken in neighborhoods like this. The only way it gets developed is if people who have a stake in that neighborhood are the ones that lead that. So our staff is well trained also in conflict resolution. Fortunately, I was able to do some of this work before coming to Walnut Way in my previous role.
I
so I provided some of this community training, but they've taken it to a whole other level. They took the training, they created this peace project, and now they meet, along with the No Longer an Island group, they meet to make sure that the people that participate are now able to do the same thing as neighbors. And there's so many ways we can implement this. One really good example is in housing. So we've got lots of people who, as owners, want to see a change in tenants. But we have tenants who may not necessarily have the best relationship with their landlords. And so that's a latent conflict that's sitting underneath some of the challenges that we see mm-hmm. in neighborhoods like Lindsay Heights. We're not alone. There's other neighborhoods that have the same challenge. So if you have poor relations between tenant residents in the area, right? And we decide, let's develop that. Let's bring them into this discussion so they can tell us more about what their challenges are, why they're struggling to succeed. Often you'll find that tenants in neighborhoods will be low-income folks, sometimes sharing the cost of living with other friends or family members. So there could be this roommate situation. Who's responsible for what exterior work may not be clear. Mm-hmm. Leases may not be up to date or accurate. Things like this may be contributing to neighborhood violence simply because there is this division between them and their block. And so as people are going door to door within the Walnut Way staff, as our housing committee and our commercial corridor committees within Lindsay Heights at the Walnut Way relationship level are working together to really just assess what all the neighbors need, then you start preventing conflicts that could erupt 3 years down the road.
Right.
And then that's really the philosophy behind addressing that internal conflict.
Okay.
You really have to go into a home to understand what the real challenges are with tenants, what the real challenges are with homeowners. Maybe they're struggling because of some challenges with maintaining their own properties mm-hmm. as well. And so these are the pieces that are that lower level latent conflict that people walk around and harbor every day. It makes it a lot easier to feel like you're not a part of this community if those conflicts aren't addressed.
The recent incidents in violence in Sherman Park, is that an opportunity for organizations like yours, or is it a setback?
So anytime there is violence, it's a setback. Anytime there's destruction, it's a setback. But it is also an opportunity. And, you know, it's been discussed in many spaces that this is something where we need to police more, or this is something where we need to make people feel safe. But I think one of the big things we have to do is look at our economic situation in these neighborhoods. This is an adjacent neighborhood to Lindsay Heights.
Yes.
Not quite within our borders, but the zip code it represents, 53216, is the area where this happened, right above 53206. That zip code has high foreclosure. So that means a lot of the places and spaces on that commercial and residential mixed corridor, because that's what Sherman is, there is a lack of ownership of the people who are on it. So that's a main bus line. That is a neighborhood that there are lots of side streets, and those side streets feed up to Sherman, right? It's a gateway, it's a pathway through a central part of the city. And when you don't have full occupancy, full ownership, and when foreclosure hits such a significant part of the city, I mean, when I was growing up as a teenager, Sherman Park area was a place to be. It was the place where many of the professionals that we aspired to be as teenagers when I was going to Rufus King High School, we wanted a house on Sherman. That meant we were successful. And to look at it today, the houses are still gorgeous. They're absolutely beautiful. But we've got to drive the market back to buy and live on Sherman. Mm-hmm. Because if you live on Sherman and you own on Sherman, you have a relationship with people walking by because you build community because you live there. The less residency we have around that location, the less ownership that happens from the people who are there every day, the more other neighborhood groups struggle to maintain this relationship with youth who've congregated in that area. And it's also speaks volume to the fact that young people don't have enough activities in the summers. There aren't enough youth jobs to cover the number of young people we have. If you look at the data on the millennials and the Gen Ys, we have way more of them than we have of us Generation Xers. And so the population of youth is massive. The youth jobs are small. And then you've got this population of young people with no activities planned, no organized approach to some sort of academic support system during the summer months. unless they're in a situation where they qualify for a program. But what if they don't? What if their families are not in a situation where their income fits into some of these programs?
Then they're not keeping productively busy.
And then that's what you get. And so every year, I was a longtime youth worker. I worked for Recreation Department for many, many years. We worked really hard to make sure that the hubs that were identified for recreation when I was with them mm-hmm. were in these places. And one of those recreation hubs has always been Washington High School. So that is a place where young people can go, but only for a certain period of time in the day, only when there's something available to them to participate in, right? Every year that changes. Funding is often a factor. What we strategize around, what worked last year, all those things play a part. But in the end, our youth are still sitting at home. And the parents that are at work, they're hoping that their youth are not getting engaged in anything unsafe. But often they are.
Yep. Well, maybe a final question. As you refocus the mission, expand the mission of Walnut Way, what are the biggest challenges? Funding for some of these programs, or the biggest hurdles?
So there's so many challenges. I don't think I've ever gone to anything if it didn't have a ton of challenge. I think the big challenges we're facing, we've got two major commercial corridors within Lindsay Heights that we need to attract businesses and partners to make these safe spaces and places for people to congregate. Mm-hmm. So that's North Avenue and that's Fond du Lac. The huge challenge in front of us is developing that in a way that is responsible for who lives in the neighborhood, as well as supportive to creating a bit of cooperative economics in Lindsay Heights. Circulating the dollar in Lindsay Heights yeah. is going to be a priority.
Keep it here so it rolls through the local economy.
Exactly. And one of our big struggles is that circulation process has not been successful here, and it isn't due to lack of trying. It is because we haven't created enough jobs in this area. We are a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We can only make so many jobs. We need corporations. We need small businesses to contribute to the number of jobs that happen in Lindsay Heights. That's a big lift. And I think the other piece is our funding streams and our relationships around grants, how we diversify that to also have this social enterprise model where we have revenue coming in for services we provide. So we've got Blue Skies. Blue Skies is doing landscaping, snow removal. They continue to gain more skills. Mm-hmm. They grow in what they can do in the space of development. As that happens, managing that growth into a place where we are producing way more job opportunities and becoming a bit of a pipeline into development careers, but then also a pipeline into our wellness careers. We've got a wellness practice we're developing. We've got people that are providing Reiki healing services. We're doing massage therapy. We have yoga classes. And as we prepare to break ground on our new building on the corner of 16th and North, we need to build a place that people come to get all of the access points necessary to develop all their opportunities in that area. So not a small lift.
Yes.
Still raising quite a bit of money to make sure that that comes to fruition.
Yes.
We're on target and I'm excited. We've got intent of $3.7 million of the project. And so that's enough to break ground. The excitement is here. And one of the biggest blessings is I have Sharon and Larry beside me through every step of the way. They're across the street.
Yeah.
And the beauty of having the founders still be here, that doesn't
right.
always happen.
Right.
And I'm really blessed to have them supporting as I think of new ideas. Excuse me, as I think of new ideas, I can then say to them, what do you think? How do you think this should roll out?
Right.
So it's a beautiful opportunity, but tons of challenges, and it excites me to be challenged.
But you're very excited about
I
the
am.
Next,
I am.
Next phase of Walnut Way
yes.
Conservation Corporation.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. Chandra Vernon is the new executive director of Walnut Way Conservation Corp. Thank you for sharing your vision.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.